Today, the book you're looking at is a novel called The Time to Kill by Mason Cross, not to be confused with A Time to Kill, which was a very well-known John Grisham novel. So this one is a different title, very similar, but a different story altogether as well.
It certainly is. Yes, you're quite right. Very similar title, but no, a significantly different story. Mason Cross has written three books now. This is his third, and I've read the two previous ones. In all of his books, he features a character by the name of Carter Blake. You don't need to read them in sequence. They're standalone novels. In this particular book, Carter Blake, who has a profession as a private detective who tracks down people who have disappeared for whatever reason, finds himself with the roles being reversed, and he becomes the person that is being tracked down by some very nasty individuals.
So there's a bit of a twist on the first two compared to this one, then?
It certainly is. It's a major twist, and all of a sudden he finds himself, yes, in serious danger. And so he has to disappear and then work out exactly who it is who's tracking him down and get rid of them. Which he does.
Sounds like a very similar plot to the last James Bond movie, actually. But
there are certain similarities to that as well. Yes.
Yeah.
And anyway, he gets rid of his pursuers in a particularly ingenious method, and then proceeds to expose the person who issued the orders. And he comes out of it again. It's a very ingenious plot. A little bit the very early Robert Ludlum Bourne books. It's quite intricate in its layout and progression, and it has a happy ending. And I won't tell our listeners any more than that. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was fast paced. You couldn't put it down. And Carter Blake, he's a very resourceful gentleman. And,
okay.
The sort of a almost boy's own, but it works well, and it's very good, relaxing, entertaining reading.
And a perfect Father's Day gift by the sound of it.
And it certainly is a very good book for Father's Day, yes.
Okay. And that's not too far away. We'll talk about that in more detail. I think it's, is it Sunday week or something like that?
Sunday week, the big day, yeah.
All right, and you'll be open late on Saturday for people that may have forgotten, and you can do vouchers and stuff like that as well.
We'll be here till 3 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon, and then if you're really desperate, we'll be open at 10:30 on the Sunday.
Right. We'll mention that again next week. But you've got a book signing tomorrow as well, Tim.
We have, yes. Andrew Wilson is coming up from Hobart. Andrew is a photographer and author, and he has written Volume 2 of Old Sea Dogs of Tasmania. Volume 1 came out last year, and Andrew Wilson has so much material and has done some further research that he felt that there was a chance to do another volume. So he's here in the shop tomorrow, between 1 and 2 o'clock, and he'll talk to customers and sign copies of his books. And he's got some local interest in it, in that one of the people that he has interviewed for the book is Peter Rockliffe from Petuna Seafoods fame. And he's also interviewed two chaps from King Island and two chaps from Flinders Island. So Northern Tasmania is very well represented in this book. And unlike Volume 1, which was exclusively black and white photographs, Andrew has included some lovely colour photographs of maritime Tasmania. So he's been to some really interesting places around the coast of Tasmania and the Tasmanian islands, and he has included a large number of photographs of that area. And another little local interest in this book is that he's got a chapter in it devoted to the Wooden Boat Festival in Hobart, and Devonport's Julie Burgess features in the book. And there are a number of the crew from the Julie Burgess have their face in the book as well. So, it's a beautifully produced book. For anyone interested in maritime things to do with Tasmania, it's of a lot of interest, and it likewise makes a very good Father's Day.
I'd say he's done very well to get a chapter out of Peter Rockliffe, because he's normally very shy, and any time I've had to deal with them in the past has been Una, the one I've spoken to, his wife. But it'll be interesting to read, but that chapter in its own, I think, will hold a lot of interest for a lot of people.
It certainly will have a lot of interest, yes.
Awesome. So that's tomorrow. What's the time again, Tim?
Tomorrow afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock and concluding at 2.
Okay, between 1 and 2 at the Devonport Bookshop in the Rook Street Mall in Devonport. Tim, once again, thanks for your time today, and we'll catch up with you again next week for another Book of the Week.
Certainly will, Martin. Thanks for having me.